Ah, good. You're here. It is you, is it not? You wear the pin of ours. Yes. My, my, they did send me a good one, didn't they? How much did you cost? Well, no matter. You shall make it worth my while. What? No, no, not me. Don't be silly. Did they not hand you the instructions before? Yes, that crumpled parchment. You threw it away? No matter. We'll just have to hope your bravado shall outweigh your foolishness. So, who would you like to talk to, my dear? I shall assume you've not done this before since you are so young and clearly stupid. There is first the Countess von Appen, our blonde beauty, so prim and proper, surrounded by friends. That will be a problem for you, will it? I've heard she tells her handmaids everything. No? Good. But do not let such primness fool you. See those lips? They have tasted at the very least, oh, I'd say 30 of the men in this room? Of the few hundred, poor girl's slacking this year. However, for your clients, she has been in need of a steady man to fuck her away from such things. Muddle her mind from her charge for a moment while some do a little raiding in Vedinar. Ah, her over there? She's the Princess of Delamire. Our spies report she has made those new... what do you call them? Garter belts? Yes, I've heard they're quite the quickening sight, even in brothels. Those long, fiery locks, legs long and willowing, promised to another, a foreign prince no less. As you are so foreign, and such an honorable match, or so her father would have her believe, her match is on his way here to this very party for their first informal meeting, though some of our mutual friends have stalled such a ghastly thing. I wonder... could you sway her in a night and save our mutual friends the worry of such a troublesome alliance? Oh, you think so? Well, hush. Don't choose now. I have not yet shown all your possible charges. Over there is our own Caliban priestess, skin pale as a diamond, hair tied up in that binding tail. I've heard there are spells that can leave a man or a woman... mind gone to instinct, like a beast in heat, for as long as she desires. Truly a fearsome foe should you step wrong in your seduction. I warn you. Or, I would, were she remotely fearful. I'm more worried what you'll drink should you get between her legs. I hear priestesses are so pure she probably comes milk drops. And this girl is mysterious, I must tell you. There has been a new trend among young upstarts, a particular cut of hair like a man's to mimic the honored highborn dead who have been popping up these days. Oh, not from our friends, no, no, she's not a client. Although I think such a morbid fascination could do with a little cheering up, especially with those knives up her sleeve. It would be a crying shame for this party to go so poorly and simply as an assassination, wouldn't you say? Causing all sorts of trouble. Well, of the kind we wouldn't want. Supposedly she used her own scissors, though to her credit it does look kind of fetching. Though her bosom is wanting, if that is your sole inclination, I dare say she has the lithest and tautest figure in here. Well, I suppose it would be a contest with one of you lot, wouldn't it? Perhaps you shall have to take your chance and find out. However, I warn you, to pay off your debt, simply choosing one job shall not be enough for our clients. No, no, no. To please them, you must at least have two done by twilight, for important talks shall be begun on the morrow. So, who do you choose? Who does our lucky young courtesan wish to seduce or foil this moon-kissed night?